Mr. And he had a lot of cattle in there. Of course, it wasn't safe to be around them. And I just, it'd be so rough, we couldn't hardly get, we didn't get back to our own house place. Don't he and his family and I, left about a year or two ago. We got up close, got up the yard. It was grown up, and part of the house had been torn down, you know. Wasn't a good house. It didn't leak, it was a home anyway, while we stayed there. And so I don't guess I'll ever see the hickory tree, the elm tree anymore. Mm-hmm. And that was one special favorite with me. And of course, all the holly trees. You see, if your birthday's in December, you know, the holly's supposed to be your flower. So my birthday's in December. And I always counted the holly and the red berries. And I took some up wild one time on my birthday and set them in the yard. And they lived till spring and then died. But of course, you can get holly from bushels, and I just never have got any. I considered a magnolia, and then I thought about getting another. I think I get some of those scarlet maples, you know, that have such bright leaves.
Yes.
They're not the wild ones. They're from the nursery. I don't reckon they're. I've never seen them. This one I have in the yard is red. It has black markings on it. Well, I think it's just a wild tree. And the other trees, that one out there, and the bunch went out on the road, and the three toes down the lower side of the yard. We got them when we first built the house and moved here. Got them wild down on the Beach River it was then. Of course, it's late now. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear a magnolia tree called a cucumber tree? Did you ever hear that expression, cucumber tree?
Well, I heard of a cucumber tree. I didn't know what meant magnolia.
Well, maybe it doesn't. Maybe a cucumber is a different kind of tree.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Did you ever have many of those trees that have sort of patchy bark, light green and almost a white, sort of in patches on the bark? Some people call them buttonball trees or sycamore or something.
I don't know whether I know that tree or not.
Well,
a sycamore, you know, has white, kind of white looking bark.
White and green.
Bark. Mm-hmm. There's one over there in that Mr. Welch's yard. Uh-huh. And the barks, outer bark scales off and the tree looks white, you know, kind of white.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know in winter if they have a particular attraction. There they stand, you know, just unchanged. You know, look like they're just always reaching up, you know. It seems to me like trees. Well, they're not human beings, but they have specific purposes. Seem like, you know, specific kinds.
Do you have any poisonous vines or bushes
that
you remember? Vines or bushes that make you itch, your skin itch.
Oh, you mean, you must be thinking about poison oak. It's poison oak and poison ivy. Yeah, it grows on trees. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
They can really hurt anybody. And that gets infected, you know. The breaking out that gets infected, you know, people have a rough time with it sometimes. I always try to shun it, but I get it just a little on my hands. Usually when I pick blackberries, and I put some kerosene on it, you know, or alcohol on it. And then I reckon that'd kill the poison, you know. I think that helped hold it down.
I see. Did you have a bush that turns real red, the shoemake?
Oh, yes, we have them here. I love them. Now, flaming shoemake, that's the one with the glories of all from here.
Is that poison?
Oh, yes, back out here.